If you are traveling and a negative PCR test is required, here's what to do. 1. Visit the Ministry of Health's website at health.gov.vc and select COVID-19 information. Then COVID-19 protocol documents and select PCR test request for departure SVG form. 2. Download and complete the request form. If you don't have access to a computer or an email address, call the ministry's COVID-19 hotline at 534-4325 and an operator will be happy to submit the form on your behalf. 3. Submit a copy of your travel itinerary and a copy of the bio page of your travel document, which is your ID or passport, and your request form to Coronavirus Task Force SVG at gmail.com at least 5 days prior to your travel. This time will allow the team to offer you guidance and book your appointment. 4. Be patient. Once you've submitted your application along with all the supporting documents, the officers will respond within 48 hours. 5. Once you've received a stamped approval with your appointment date, payments can be made at the steward's office at the Milton Cato Memorial Hospital. 6. Keep your receipt safe. You can now proceed to your appointment at a health facility. Be sure to take a copy of your receipt and your stamped approval form. And 7. Collection of your results within 24 to 48 hours after your appointment. Once negative, you can collect your results at the Milton Cato Memorial Hospital Lab in Kingstown. The cost of the PCR test is $20 or 54 EC dollars for CARICOM passport holders and $40 or 108 EC dollars for all other passport holders. Regionally, Director of the Pan American Health Organization, PAHO, Dr. Carissa Etienne, said the COVID-19 pandemic has disrupted essential health services in most countries and territories in Latin America and the Caribbean, threatening immunization of children, care of expectant mothers, and people with chronic conditions. Internationally, the shortage of vaccines and slow vaccine rollouts in many parts of the world has sparked a trend of vaccine tourism, with many tourists headed to the United States to get vaccinated. Nearly 50% of U.S. residents are fully vaccinated, but the rates are much lower in many countries. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.